Hello and welcome back, lambs, to the Obsessed Podcast. And on the seventh day of Mariamus, the Obsessed Podcast gave to you how to get Osanta to number one.
Yes. So this little day, we are going to throw in our little two cents of how we think we can turn this song into Mariah's, what would it be, the 20th number one and an instant Christmas classic hit. Maybe we're being completely delusional, but I think this song is a good song to choose to try and push because it's Christmas. Mariah's big at Christmas. It's already been halfway up on the chart one time. So who knows where it could go?
It has all the legs. It has all the legs. Let's face it.
It has some legs, and this is all in good fun. So we're just brainstorming here. So Gareth, what are your ideas?
Okay. Obviously, I'm going to start with the most basic and obvious idea, which is a physical release. But with a physical release, or should I say a re-release of the song, we should get an EP, and that should be physical and streaming, because we don't have a physical version yet. We just have the one song on streaming. We have, then that's the remix. We have the original version, Mariah's solo version, and obviously a couple of remixes to go with it. But I think really to back it all up, she should put out a full-on re-release, and I feel like it should be like this. A live video available on streaming as well as on YouTube, because it is on YouTube. It's on Apple TV as well as part of the Apple.
Did you say a live performance video?
Yes.
You know, I think they should do like signed singles with all three of their signatures on it.
I mean,
I know that sounds like it would be a lot of work to do, but girl, I'm sure they all want this number one, honey. So I think we can make it happen.
Well, I mean, they were all in one room together recently. So who knows if that's what's happened for next year.
But like, you don't even need to be in the same room to do this. Like, Mariah can sign it. Boom, we're shipping these to Ari. Ari, it's time for you to sign it. 10 hours later, boom, ship it to J-Hud. J-Hud signs it. They all sign under their cute little picture, gold metallic Sharpies, honey, and or whatever color, I don't care. And I think that they need to bust out some singles, and they need an EP or like a 7-inch single of it, a 12-inch single. They need different color variants. They need to Taylor Swift this vinyl release. Like, they need vinyls. They need CDs. They need
cassettes.
They need the Apple TV Plus special to be released as a physical thing as well, I think. Yeah, I think that's my number one way, is like, there needs to be like four different color variants of a 12-inch single. There needs to be like three different color variants of a 7-inch single. There needs to be a signed single with all three of them available as well. Like, at least like 2,000-3,000 copies of it. Maybe 3,000 copies of a signed single. They need to manufacture it, I think, is what I how I feel. They need variants.
I think a live video, of course, a regular video, but I feel like that's already available on YouTube. I don't know if it's available on like streaming at all, but like, it's out there. So I definitely feel like the live video should be a good thing, even if they like mix up the live video with the original video from the Apple TV special.
Or if they did like this recent All I Want music video, and they put the same audio just over it. They do like the Oh Santa tour version video, you know.
Ish with some of the audience and whatnot, crowd. Yeah. Some hugs backstage, who knows? But, you know, something like that. Yeah. Stick the video EPs on streaming too. So do an EP maybe like as part of the full-on EP package, or do a video EP package with all the different variations of the video. So Mariah, the Apple TV special, the live one. For the regular EPs, the track listing, I feel, should go like with start off with Osanta Remix, Osanta Remix Live, Osanta with Mariah Carey only, Oh Santa with Mariah Carey only live, Oh Santa dance remix, or dance remix and sped up, or regular version sped up. Now that could be either the remix with Ariana Grande and J Hood, or Mariah on her own. It could, if it's on streaming, it could then have the Oh Santa original video with Mariah on her own. It could then have the Oh Santa remix video from the Apple TV special. It could then have as well the Oh Santa remix with the live video. But I feel like if you're going to go back for certain things in particular, for certain songs, your go-to main tracks you're going to download, and maybe don't download the others or stream the others, whatever, however you get your music and however it's accessible to you, maybe a video EP. But I feel like all together on one, people are going to go for so many different reasons. They're going to download the whole thing for different reasons. So it works like Mariah Carey singles back in the day.
I don't know. I think that Mariah needs to maybe put Oh Santa as the encore at the end of the tour also. Build hype for it. Or maybe that's silly. And also, do you think that Apple is like not letting it be released as a physical thing?
There might be something. I don't know. Because it's really silly that like it wasn't put out as a physical release, especially with all those vinyls in 2020 and everything else that we got. Like, why was this not done as a physical release? Because that would have been like insane. Like, you probably would have got like All I Want for Christmas Is You numbers, but like it would have still got some good numbers with these three on it. It feels like such a big lost opportunity. And I don't know if they can pull that back, but like it would be silly to not try, because I feel like at least the Lamely would go crazy for it.
Yeah.
Maybe some of Ariana's and J-Hud fans.
Yeah, I'm sure the Ari fans and J-Hud fans would get the album for the song, right? And I hope they like it. I wonder how they feel about the collaboration.
Yeah, I don't know. There needs to be, just bottom line, and we've said this ever since it came out, that there needs to be a physical release. And they can chuck on as much on. I mean, the idea would be to chuck on as much as they want on this vinyl release.
Yeah.
Physical release. I'm thinking vinyls now. But physical release, whatever format. I mean, even cassette tapes are like the style.
Oh, yep. There's got to be cassettes, two different color cassettes, three different color CDs.
Three different colors, yeah.
Okay, three different CDs, three different cassettes, four different vinyls. And then three different 7-inch vinyls. Like, there's like, you need to make the FOMO real with this release. Like, yeah, that's just how it has to be, I think, because Taylor Swift.
But make enough to sell, because otherwise, if you're just going to do, obviously, it could be a limited amount or whatever, or say it's a limited amount. But like, do what you did with the doll, distribute a bit on here and here and here, save a few. And then when they all sell out, put it on others so it can potentially be bought from there or sell out there. I don't know what that looks like. But if you get as many as you can out, like even do a pre-order, like a full-on pre-order, and just get everything finalized, the artwork, the colors of the vinyls, track listing. But she really needs to be involved. Get it all locked in. Get it all sent. Make sure it's done October time, or as late in October as you possibly can, but ready for a release date in like early December. You know, don't sit on any of these tracks. All these tracks need to be countable for the numbers of the physical copies as well as streaming, so that it helps the song achieve a successful chart rate. So I just want to say this. Apparently, I found out this from streaming. The average number one single in 2022 was streamed 7.3 million times a week. 2.5 million streams to make top 20, and 1.7 million streams to make the top 40. According to the UK official charts, calculated by sales as well as both music and video streams, that's all of what I've just said, 1,000 streams equals one sale. So when you think about it, 7.3 million streams a week, that's really not that many sales. It's a lot, but it's in terms of like money, that's really not that many.
So if they did if they came through with variants of physical releases, I think it would be really possible.
Yeah.
Because it went to like 68 or something originally, and that was with nothing.
Streaming.
I feel like they could have had a number one in the bag.
This goes into what we've been saying though since it happened. Like, if they'd have done a physical release as the main single of this, of Oh Santa remix, and then the soundtrack album for the show, this Apple TV special, like this would have been a huge, huge moment.
Well, I mean, it was still huge, and it's still huge. Like even just their live performance, like that was huge. Like
I'm talking in like streaming and sales, you know, I mean like isolated to that particular subject, not in terms of like word of mouth or, you know, any of those things that has happened. I mean, like, to identify like the success of that one particular song and how many times it was streamed and played. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that would have been bigger. I mean, obviously radio plays a part. It would be great to see All I Want for Christmas Is You hit number one on its 30th anniversary. But also I feel that with all of this that we've spoke about so far in this episode, I feel like Oh Santa at this stage deserves its recognition.
I agree. I do. Yeah. Oh, they need to do a TikTok dance. The like three. Just start popping it off on TikTok, yeah, somewhere.
The three of them. Like there needs to be something to cater to all levels of potential buyers.
There needs to be a TikTok. Yeah.
Get going, lambs. Let's start this. Let's get her to recreate it and to recreate it with all three of them.
Yeah, that's what we were missing as a TikTok. That's all we needed from the beginning, bitch. All we needed is a fucking TikTok. And we got this one in the bag.
Okay, lambs, thank you for enjoying our seventh day of Mariah-mas. Join us tomorrow for day 8.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.